And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. And the days of Isaac were 84 years. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spake unto Pharaoh. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000, 80,000, 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. Even those that were numbered of them were 8,500. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 80 years. And the king said to Doeg, Turn thou, and fall upon the priests. And Doeg and the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and slew on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? And Solomon had 70,000 that bare burdens, and 80,000 hewers in the mountains. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin, and 84,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it, until an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And when they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without, and said, If any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escape, he that letteth him go, his life shall be for the life of him. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Syrians 84,500. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. And their brethren among all the families of Issachar were valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogies 70,000. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief and his brethren 80. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 80,408. And Solomon told out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 to hew in the mountain, and 3,600 to oversee them. And he set 70,000 of them to be bearers of burdens, and 80,000 to be hewers in the mountain, and 3,600 overseers to set the people a work. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 84,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bare shields and drew bows 84,000. All of these were mighty men of valor. And next to him was Jehohanan, the captain, and with him 84,000. And next him was Jehozabad, and with him 84,000 ready prepared for the war. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 84,008. All the Levites in the holy city were 84,004. He showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 84 days. The days of our years are 70 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses.
That there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven, and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves, with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them into the house of the Lord.
And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Then said he to another, And how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill and write 80.